authorities. Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are, over-modulating like a bitch, and that's the way I like it. How are you, and welcome to the Sports Authority, the Detroit Sports Authority. Here in Studio B with my back behind you. How are you today? John Sarver here, along with the father of the bride. The new father of the bride.
I'm here.
Are the ones where they couldn't even do the bridal dance. Because of the over-enthusiastic nature of the bridal party.
They had a couple too many.
How in God's green earth do you not only eat the whole place out, but you had to cut people off before they got in?
They drank the place out, too.
I mean, next time, Pabst, coolers, juries, maybe Stroh's as your premium setup.
Bottle of water.
Tap water. Well, we are glad that you are here with us today on the Detroit Sports Authorities. Kenny, our super CPA, Ken Pocket, is on special assignment. He's still on the party bus. He could get off. He's got the tie wrapped around his head. You know, they're still driving around Madison Heights somewhere.
Good old Kenny's got that assignment. Boy,
he's got that one down and way down. But we're so glad you're here with us today because of the Detroit Sports Authority, where we are not bought and paid for by anybody, where we have the highest standards. Where
we don't give a shit.
Where we don't have the FCC, but we do have the DMCA. And so sometimes the language may be getting a little bit salty, and if it does,
tough shit.
Bring a cracker. All right. Yeah. What else we got going on? So as Kenny is gone, we have from parts unknown from the east side of the world, we have Daniel with us today. Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Now you got the voice. And as we said before, it's our sport director here, the father of the bride, the man who's still in his tuxedo right now, ready to go dancing more. Mark Milicek. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. And hi, Daniel, our East Coast reporter.
That's right. All the way flowing in at our expense. That's okay. Yep. You know, we'd like to try to see what's going on the East Coast besides better teams, better weather.
Well,
you're closer to D.C., so you suck. But
well, we got the Redskins. That's about it. So. Not even my team. So.
Well,
as you should.
Better teams, but we're not talking better baseball teams.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we're talking about being on. However.
Not the Baltimore Orioles, because they got a worse record than the Tigers.
Yeah, but that's the crappy thing, though, because they're preventing us from getting the number one overall. Win, you bitches, win.
Got to find number one in somewhere. You can't just.
Well, The Kansas City Royals have now passed the Tigers, so now the Tigers got number two pick.
Yeah, but what is that, though, now?
As far as?
As far as, so we're worse than in percentage and in losses?
Oh, yeah. Kansas City's got 33 wins, and the Tigers only got 29.
Yeah. Go, boys. Go, boys.
I was watching the Tiger game last night, and they were home run for the Tigers, home run for the Tigers, home run for the Tigers. And I'm like, wow, where'd this power come from? All of a sudden it was like, they're winning by 4 or 5 runs. And I'm like, gee, this is looking pretty good. And then all of a sudden, home run for Cleveland, home run for Cleveland, double for Cleveland.
And they're catching up. They're catching up.
Then it's raining. And then all of a sudden it's like 8-6, Cleveland wins.
So I assumed every other channel was blacked out if you were watching the Tigers.
Why? You'd think you'd black out that channel.
Yeah.
Well, there was really
weather delay though. They had a weather delay, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's when hell broke loose for the Tigers. They had to bring in the bullpen.
But wasn't it all about Norris, though? I mean, Norris always goes great. He's just about to get off the mound. He's got a lead. It's 5-3. It's two outs. All he has to do is get the one guy out and get into the dugout. Yay. Go to the power arms.
Oh, my God. That was so funny last night. Norris leaves the game at 5-2, and they bring in
Smith.
That wasn't Hardy. It was Stumpf.
Yeah, Strumpf.
Bases loaded. They bring in Stumpf. Gives up a bases loaded double.
5-5.
And there's Norris in the dugout. His head goes right down.
I could have had a win.
Oh, my God. I could have had a win. My win just went right down the shithole.
Actually, it would have been a quality, wouldn't it? Quality start?
Yeah.
And he hasn't won since when? May 7th?
Something
May
like 12th? That. Yeah.
I mean, even the more fun. Look at when Zimmerman, when last time he won. Oh, wait a minute. He hasn't
won. He's 0-1. Whatever.
And how much money is that man making?
$132 million over 4 years.
There you go.
At least he's getting paid.
Well, yeah.
But what robbery. I mean, good God. All right, here's the story. You get $32 million. You don't have to win. You just have to trot out there, and we don't care how you pitch. Okay. All right, sign me up.
Right.
Before you go.
All you have to do is throw the ball, and then look behind you as it goes over the fence.
Yeah. Pitch and then pivot.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't even feel the position. If it comes to you itching the head, well, it'd be a better way for you to win.
And then you throw a couple more pitches, and then you do another pivot.
Oh. There you go.
That would win the seats, too. Damn it.
We're just going to time you. We're going to give you 3 innings. That's all you got to do. Try to get 9 outs. If you can, you can. You can't, you can't. Here's another couple million.
We'll just bring in our quality bullpen.
Don't you worry. We'll keep your offer for the rest of the year.
Yeehaw!
There you go. I'll give you a whip on that one. God. And the guy goes, I got to do better. I got to hunker down. That's all I got to do. From now on, that's what they're trying to tell me to do. You think you're a pro athlete? You've been with, in the majors for how long now?
Oh, he's been in the league
10 years?
Close to 10, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And now you're thinking after you let him light yourself up for the season that maybe that you should get the ball down a little lower?
I have to do better.
I know. We got to bring in Mr. Belvedere. I'll do good work.
That's a new Tiger slogan. I have to do better.
But where's that paycheck?
Yeah.
Thanks. You know?
That's what they'll say they do, but they just won't do it.
No. I mean, that's what they say they do when they're signing their check. Thanks. It's payday. I have to do better. Thanks for the $1 million. I'll be back next week. Next week when I blow it again. I have to do better. Thanks for the $1 million.
Oh, my God. This team's a joke.
If you see Boris on site, hit him. Honestly, or don't. Or have this guy negotiate your salary.
Right.
What a gem. All right, here's the story. Just pay me 10% of $133 million, and you don't have to pitch for 4 years. Okay. Yep. Mr. I?
Yeah, okay.
Just show up.
Yeah, show up. Or don't. Take a couple of weeks off. Take a month off.
Yeah.
All you have to do is come back in February, say you feel better. You know, say, I will do better. There's $1 million.
After about 4 or 5 starts and giving up 8 runs, you just tell them,
ouch!
My arm hurts!
Ouch! That's right. Thank you. My arm hurts.
I've lost my arm slot.
Thank you.
Can I go on the IL? IL, please?
There you go. Thank you. And 10% comes to me, Mr. Boris.
And Mr. Boris just sits there and goes, thank you very much.
hitting the jackpot. There you go. What an amazing... Did they outlaw him yet in Major League Sports?
We missed our calling. We should have been agents.
Oh my God! Yeah, because we could have said, "Look, Tigers, just give us $99 million. We'll give you Zimmerman. You save one third.
Yeah, it's like using a Kroger coupon. You save without the coupon.
There you go. There you go. Not even a Meyer coupon.
Yeah.
Which now I guess we're married to that store now, right? Kind of.
Well, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Got to make sure he gets paid now.
Yeah, it's really helpful.
Can't afford for him to lose his job. I might have to hire him a couple
That's
lines.
Right. That's right. Forget about that. God. Forget about that cranky Kroger people. You want to go to the Meyer at 26 Mile Road. At night or whenever he works. When does he work?
He works, from in the afternoon to, like, whenever.
Yeah. And keep working, damn it. You need that money.
That's right.
Because the more money you make, the less you have to ask for. All right, so let's go to numero uno. Why do we need Bernie Smilovitz?
Well, Bernie interviewed Mr. Golden Tate, and for all you... Lions fans.
Wait a minute. Bernie Smilovitz is still on Channel 4?
Well, he's on...
I mean, is he really on TV?
Not on TV, but...
He's on the internet version of the show?
Yeah.
What a slag.
Yeah. Demoted him. Yeah. So anyway, he interviewed Mr. Golden Tate. And for all you Lions fans, you should all know him because you guys were all bitching because they traded him... to Philadelphia last year.
Yes.
But anyway, Mr. Golden Tate said that the quarterback that he thinks is the best quarterback in the NFL is Mr. Matthew Stafford. So
why? Reasons was... reasons was that there was nobody else here when he was playing here at the very end of his career. So there was nobody else to throw to but to him. And Golden Tate was fairly decent. I mean, he had sticky little fingers, you know, for whatever reason, you know. But, and he could actually go.
Still well, Calvin Johnson, though. I mean.
Yeah, but Calvin was one leg. Back in the last year that he had, going downward.
And that's part of the reason why Calvin left, because he was just getting tired of getting his ass beat up, and he knew that team wasn't going anywhere, so he decided to hightail it out.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing, and I guess we should add Kenny on this one, but at the very end last season of Calvin Johnson, I mean, we're not talking Calvin Johnson-esque, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he was okay, you know. I mean, he was better than normal, but he wasn't Megatron anywhere near. And so that's where you kind of – you had two options to run to, and they would always triple-team Calvin. So Golden Tate should have had stats like no tomorrow.
Well, you know? he did had good – you know, he did have pretty good stats here. But then if you compare Stafford to the quarterbacks that Golden Tate played with
– Who did he play with?
Matt Hasselbeck.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Okay, yeah. Either, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
There you go, Matt.
Carson Wentz. But Carson Wentz was hurt.
Yeah. Nick Foles. It was Nick Foles the majority.
Yeah, it was mostly Nick Foles. And then you had Russell Wilson. But see, Russell Wilson had more players to throw to other than Golden Tate.
You had Baldwin. And also in Philly, you had Alshon Jeffrey to throw to.
Right.
And I would trust Jeffrey's hands more than I would trust... Golden Tate, kind of like Golden Tate's now in New York.
Right. So, and everybody knows that, you know, by the time the third quarter came, the Lions were losing by 40 points, so then he was throwing the ball all the time, which means Golden Tate was getting a lot of passes thrown to him in the second half because they were behind.
Wait a minute, which New York is he with?
Giants.
Giants.
Because Beckham got traded to... to Cleveland.
All right, so I'll give it to you. And there's your career, Golden Tate. Thanks for trying. Well, thanks for playing.
He's going to get balls thrown to him from the other Manning now. Maybe.
Here, I'll give you another one.
not the good Manning, the other Manning.
Oh, my God. The Manning that people want him out. Actual sounds from New York with Manning walking down the street.
But do you really want Daniel Jones to take the reins in New York?
He's probably not ready, but then...
Uh-oh.
Well, they're...
Well, they love him. I mean, look how far... Look where there was a draft choice going to, you know? And it's like... It's almost mirrors kind of the Jets, you know? They took this quarterback that everybody went, but why'd you draft him so high? And then you got, kind of... season, especially with the Jets.
But the Jets quarterback kicked the Lions' ass last year. The one game that played good.
Jets, yeah. I mean, what a story. What a Cinderella story. Everybody thought, wow, here we go. We finally found the new Namath. You know, I mean, he came in Monday Night Football for his game. Rookie kicked ass and took names. Look, asses. You're playing against Detroit. Everybody's going to look good against Detroit. You pick a team... You pick a Detroit team, you win. You'll look great. How many times have we made basketball centers look great, pitchers look great, other quarterbacks look great, other goalies look great? Except for the White Sox.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, I mean, it's not difficult. This is the down season for all Detroit sports.
And it might be a down seasons.
Yeah, well, obviously it would be for Avila. I mean, for as much money as they, you know, are putting into the Tigers. But, new Red Wing news that evidently the head honcho of scouting. Bye-bye. Woo! So now who do they get instead?
I don't know. Who do they get? Bozo the Clown?
Ken Cal? No, actually Draper.
Oh, well.
That's kind of uninspiring.
Long drum roll, pitch silence.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we were trying to get the snooze going there, but we didn't have it.
Let's hire a player that knows nothing about talent.
Well, the thing is, he's Eisenman's buddy.
Now, is the Red Wings going to be the buddy-buddy team now?
Let's hope so. All I have to do is kiss up to the boss. You win. You know? But then again, hey, with the craziness that's going around Detroit right now, that is the only GM in any Detroit sport
that's
worth
good.
A damn.
That's true.
So, all right, if you think Drapes is somebody that should be... Because they had... Here's the good part. I'll even give you the trumpet. The head honcho of scouting now for the Wings... is no longer with the team. So you go, great, they threw him on his ass. Oh, no, he went to Edmonton.
Hey! That's right, Holland hired him. That's right.
Yeah. There you go, well, cack salad.
Another 15 years of no playoffs for Edmonton now. Because
bless your heart.
All the garbage is going to
Edmonton. Oh, my God. Be ready for your draft pick, Edmonton.
If I was Connor McDavid, I'd be asking for a trade right
now. Oh, I'd hurt my leg. I'd hurt my leg, and I would not be back in for years.
Now, this is where, Connor, you shouldn't have signed the 10-year contract.
Yeah.
You should have done the Austin Matthews 5-year contract. Then you could have got your ass out of Edmonton. But no, you signed the 10-year contract. Now you're stuck.
Uh-oh.
Because no team can afford your $12.5 million contract.
Excuse me.
So I have to put you in the... dumbass category.
Well, we'll give him a cack. There you go. You could be the daily cack. However, or look at the money they threw at the kid. You know? Well, I mean, you're coming out on a rookie contract, and you're going, how much? Yeah, how much? And that's all you 12. Can think inside your head is...
We're gonna make you the captain. We're going to give you $12.5 million. And the kid's like...
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
Just point me in the right direction. Where's the locker room?
Yeah, I'll be the captain at 18, you know, and just mystifying the rest of your team going, how does this work? Kid never played a minute in the NHL. Okay. Yeah. But then again, that's what shows you when you're Edmonton. Edmonton, if you could have just waited until Seattle would have taken the GM, you know, then your team could have had a 50-50 chance. But oh no, you took the dumbest GM in the league.
Yep, they can't handle a salary cap.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's like, look, if you guys had money, get Bowman. How did you miss? He would have left Chicago for a little bit of green. I mean, he's on the curve of the career. You know, Edmonton, I mean, okay, it's a crappy place to live, I guess, in the wintertime. Kind of chilly, you know. If you thought Chicago was cold, Edmonton is cold. There's a reason why the team's called the Eskimos up there. You know, yeah. It's cold. However,
football team.
No pressure whatsoever. You know, no pressure. You got a little bit of history. You know, you got that little years with Gretzky. And ever since then, every year is going to be like Gretzky, like with the Tigers. Every year is going to be 35-5. You know, okay, good luck. Man, that's exactly where I would have put Holland in Seattle, and then you would have had a 50-50 chance of getting anybody else who's got to be better. I don't know how you signed Holland in Edmonton. Besides, he's a Stanley Cup winner.
No, he isn't.
Not at all. You know, he blows. Talking about blowing, what about two? The NFL is going to go to Mexico City.
Yep. If you remember last year.
I don't.
The NFL was supposed to play a football game down in Azteca Field.
Azteca Field? Was that a restaurant?
Oh, yeah!
Maybe they have, you know, Azteca restaurant down there, too, to go with the field. But
would have been the whole highlight of the whole field. Right. Did you see it last year?
Oh, my.
When Kansas City and the L.A. Rams were supposed to play down there, but they had to move the game to L.A. because the field was horrible.
Ew!
But now they have resodded the field, and the NFL has approved it. So now they will have a game down there on November 18th.
Good morning.
I think it's the Chiefs and... Who's playing?
Chiefs and the Chargers.
Chiefs and the Chargers will be playing down there because the NFL has got to have those international games for some odd freaking reason. You know, they got to have those Mexican games. They got to have those games in England. And pretty soon they'll be having them over in China and Japan and, you know, maybe in Outer Mongolia and wherever. You know, maybe Siberia, you know, on the frozen tundra of Siberia. Who knows? Maybe.
Actual sound from Azteca Park. There you go. Nobody cares. Add a rubber chicken to it.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Ooh, la, la.
There you go. You want a la, la? I'll bring you one. Here, hang on.
Ooh, la, la.
There you go.
That does it better.
All the way from, why would you want to see the Chiefs and the Chargers? Gee, who do you think is going to win?
I don't know. Chargers got a pretty good team, though.
Chiefs lost a lot of key players.
Yeah.
Good call.
And Tyreek Hill is in trouble.
Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt's gone.
Yeah.
Didn't they just lose D Ford to San Francisco?
Yep.
I mean, they got, Frank Clark from Seattle, but
we'll see what happens there. And they still have Patrick Mahomes, but who knows who he's going to throw it to now.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I don't know.
Considering his star was so huge on the rise, everybody thought he's going to be the new Montana, you know. But now that he's got shreds to throw to,
right?
Then
I mean, the kid's a good quarterback. I got to give him credit; he's a good quarterback. But you still have to have pieces to throw to.
Yeah, and I don't know how the Chiefs let everybody walk. You know, you should have at least kept two. You know,
unless they drafted wide receivers.
Yeah, but then again, you still got 2 years for that to come up, you know? I mean, really, there's a reason why Chiefs snuck up on everybody last year, quote-unquote snuck up, you know? Because this kid was playing way out of his league, you know? And now if those pieces are missing and those are the ones that you're used to tossing to,
ew.
Ow!
You know? I mean, especially how many of his offensive line left.
Yeah, we'll have to get the intern on. Well, we'll be getting into the football as soon as football starts.
Here's the actual sound of the quarterback. Oops. Oops. Oops.
Can can only take so many of those until you don't get up.
Yeah, but then again, you take a look at Clowney. What are you doing, Houston? You got that in here?
No, I didn't. I
That's good. I mean, Clowney, you franchised him, and then you franchised him as a DE and not even as... So he lost $2 million as opposed to where he took all of his snaps last year? What the hell are you thinking, Houston? This guy, I mean, you could franchise him. Can he? He can be franchised, what, twice?
Yeah, but I did scan over that, and I guess they're protesting it or whatever. They're
who is?
Clowney is. Well,
yeah. Clowney's protest. Oh no, he can sit out. He yeah. can sit out preseason. He can sit out OTAs and everything.
Right.
Without getting financially kicked. So okay. Play one half of one game and then out. I mean, he helps J.J. Watt like there's no tomorrow. Oh, yeah. So what the Haiti hole are you doing pissing off this guy? Sign him now. He was a China doll when he came in. Everybody understands that. You know, for the 6 years he's been in, the last three. I mean, I think he's missed one game in the last 2 years. All right, he gets it. And he's a force. You know, he's not like the gentleman. Like he's not like Sue. You know, who's been bounced around. You know, this guy looks like he's the real deal. He's everything that he was in college. You know, now that he's got to the NFL game, what the hell are you doing? Dear yeah. Houston, I mean, as soon as he can go, see ya!
Yeah, because they were, the article also said that once you get past Houston's defensive line, they have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they have no linebackers. They got no defensive backs. So it's like, so now you're going to screw up that too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, then now you're going to have the drama. Nothing like an NFL drama. Nothing. You know? I give you the Oakland Raiders, and depending which year you look at them, you know? I mean, as much as you want to do that, what's that TV show that they're on?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Which no NFL team wants to be involved in, yet the NFL makes them do it. What stupidness is this? I mean, who wants to watch? I mean, give me another 30 for 30. You know, give me something I want to watch. Not like, well, here's losers, and I can watch losers Monday through Friday, and now on Sunday. Okay, why? What's the point? What are they showing? Look how inept we are. Look how bad we are. For what? To hold them up for ridicule?
Yes, the last thing my team needs is Hard Knocks. They need to be focusing on winning games rather than, oh, yeah, here's AB with Vontaze Burfict. Oh, you knocked him out a couple of years ago, so let's just see if they fight. It's just reality TV.
Yeah, let's make them fight.
Yeah.
And right after this commercial, they might beat their asses. Come on back.
Whatever.
Should have had the Lions on there.
Why? Why is it all be just like smoking and hanging out, huh?
No, we can saw Mrs. Ford.
Here I am. Here you go. I didn't know you wanted a sex tape, but here I am. Okay, boys, line them up.
Yep, bring up the linebackers at 11.
Yep, you can go behind center if you know what I mean. 23 skidoo. You know? I mean, we have some white guys on our team. Well, that's okay. I'll take them also. We don't discriminate around here. You don't have to go back to where you came from.
What would the highlight be? Her just tipping over in her little cart on the sideline, or Stafford trying to convince the losing locker room that they're going to win with down by like 41 touchdowns?
No, Mrs. Ford has a thrill for players on her team. That's why she doesn't wear a bra to practice.
Ooh, treat with all the players.
Did you notice me?
Ooh la la.
There you go. It might be 97, but I still got them. Oh, they're bouncing off my knee. Here we go. A one, a two. Look, I'm like Pele. I see me do a bicycle kick. Here I go.
Take a look at these soccer balls.
Give these wheezes a squeeze. Go ahead. Go out deep, if you know what I mean. Woohoo. Oh, I hope somebody will double team me. Throw your ball to me. We can do a ride a wide out. As wide as you want. Wow! You split me in half.
And that's why they're not going to ever be on Hard Knocks.
Yeah. That's why I got the Mrs. Ford doggone on that woman. You know, what a hornbone. Yeah. I mean, ever since, you know, Mr. Ford passed, now it's like everybody and everybody. Phew! That's why I'm keeping the team. Junior can't have them. I want them all. Yep. There you go.
What are you guys doing here? Get out of here. I got business to take care of.
There you go. Line up, boys.
Yeah, get out of here. Line That's right. The linebackers are on their way up. Get out of here.
That's right. Today it's hernia inspection day. Line up.
The sign-up bonus and contracts and free agents go there. Just walk straight out the headquarters.
Yeah, find Mrs. Ford. You know, drop trow. Okay, you're a winner. But I haven't played football in years. I don't care. Look how long that thing is. You're hired.
We'll find a position for you.
Yeah, I know the position. Oh, boy. Let me see if I can get over the desk. Ooh, yee. I think I'm locked up. Yeah, well, anyways, let's try this, sir. You're more limber than I am.
Ooh la la.
Okay, boys, trousers down. Cough to the left. There you go. Wow, that's a pretty big one. Winner.
Okay, you're healthy.
There you are. You're not bouncing them off your thighs like the old man used to. There you go.
God, I miss him.
Oh, boy. I know. I need to swallow something. It ain't my pride, it'll be your pride. Whoop-de-doo. Okay, what's Chris Paul doing, by the way? He is making a stop. Oh, which we forgot to tell you that every opinion here on the Detroit Sports Lawyers are solely our own. Famous impersonation voices imitated poorly.
Right. Oh, it's not some guy that you just drag out of a room, just do some voices.
Yes, and there he goes. He went running down the street.
That's right.
Don't ever come back. Try to do that Mrs. Ford imitation again. Why we are.
Yeah, it wasn't some guy that just knocked on the door.
Yeah, what a scamp. I think it was Bernie. Bernie's hilarious when he does Mrs. Ford jokes at, you know, at parties.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Paul.
Does what?
Ah, yeah.
Why do we care?
Yeah, last week he was traded to the Oklahoma City.
Yeah, but what is the story with this?
Well, he was just traded to Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's trying to trade him someplace else, which
Why?
Is because they're over the salary cap.
He was part of that package where Houston.
Oh, don't say package.
Get me a little excited.
Get me a lot excited. Something's dripping. Ooh, first time since 1931.
Like, how'd he get back in here? But he was part of that package with Westbrook to get traded to the Rockets, and Chris Paul was just part of that package, and Thunder don't even want him. So I was like, why did you trade for him?
Well, they traded for him to get rid of Westbrook, to get rid of Westbrook's $160 or $70 million contract.
And to get what, $124 for Paul?
Right.
That's brilliant.
But the thing about it is, and to get the two first-round draft picks from Houston. So
big deal. What are you going to get, 26 and 24?
Right.
I mean, it's not like you're going to get one and two.
No, but now they have a total of 16 first-round draft picks between...
How many years?
Between now and 2026.
Oh, geez. Well, Yeah, but when
that's not including their own first-round draft picks.
Yeah, but you're drafting 18th, 21, 24. Right. You know, you're not getting, even if you swamp, you know, you're not getting a whole lot of pick there. And unless you package those things, but then again, that'd be for a team that, what would you give up?
You know, well, but I mean, if you have two, if you have four or five in 1 year, you can package two of them to get the first pick in the draft too. You know, down the road somewhere. You, I mean, they might be able to do.
Who
something.
Who in the NBA would do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying. You know,
Pistons,
Phoenix.
but anyway,
no.
Oklahoma City is trying to trade Chris Paul to Miami because Miami's got the room for Chris Paul's salary.
Yeah, but Chris Paul doesn't want to go there.
Yes, he does. He
wants
does?
To go
down, yeah, he wants to go down there because of Miami signed Jimmy Butler. and he wants to play with Jimmy Butler.
I'm trying to see, how is that a dynasty?
It's not a dynasty.
It's not a dynasty, but...
And not even close.
Walk in the locker room, LeBron used to sit right there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to stay in Oklahoma because...
There's nobody in Oklahoma.
There's nobody in Oklahoma.
Ooh, rough year for Oklahoma City this year, kids. Welcome to the first year of being toughed out.
But Miami's trying to hold out. We'll take his contract, but you got to sweeten the deal up. You know, throw a couple of first-round picks. We'll take... Because right now, Oklahoma City's $4 million over the salary cap.
Yeah, and the funny thing is now that everybody in the NBA knows it.
Yeah.
You know? So what you could have got... But, I mean, doesn't L.A. want Chris George?
Chris George.
May I say that, Chris Paul?
Not really.
So if he's not really wanted there and the Clippers don't want him, I mean, every team now has two good players that are the dynasty teams. You know, all the two players that realigned themselves over this free agency this year. You know, there's like four teams now that have two big guns on their team. I mean, you got the L.A. teams now, which is going to be interesting. You know, I don't... They say Philadelphia.
We saw what happened against Toronto.
I did read an article about the Knicks. The Knicks... The Knicks have a starting 12 that all their players average in double figures now.
Yeah.
Not that they're premier players, but...
Your coach is who?
Well, but
your
I'm just saying...
Your owner is who?
I'm just saying, player-wise, not bad. Ownership-wise, coach-wise, suck. So, they could, you know, the coach-wise, owner-wise, can take a good team and just blow it right to hell. You know, just blow it right up.
I give you Isaiah Thomas the first.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. You can... Any coach can take a good team and mismanage it to no end, and they can end up last.
I give you any Piston team. I give you any Lion team. I give you Pujols. I give you,
Name a Lions coach.
I can't think.
Hell, there's a lot of them.
Rick Fasano.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't think of everything that was going to go right for Philadelphia years ago. Five, six years ago, you know, when they were going to be the up-and-comers, they got some really great raw talent coming. They got all these rookies, a lot of people that are going to be under the team ownership, you know, team control. What the hell happened? You know, now they're like fodder. Now they're like the guys that squeak in like seventh or sixth, and you know they're not going to move, you know, unless there's something really, really awkward happened. Somebody broke a leg up on top. You know, what happened to that team?
Well, it's a question. Now they lost Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
He went down to Minnesota, so now they lost one of their starters there.
You got Ben Simmons and Embiid. That's about it right now. They're top two superstars, but Ben Simmons has his problems too. He can't even make like a jump shot half the time.
Yeah. What's the love for Simmons?
I don't know. Oh, he was from Australia. Maybe that's it, the accent.
Oh, you can't go down under?
That's me.
Okay.
How would you like to come to the Pistons? Ooh, you tickled my fancy.
He had good pedigree coming up.
Okay, know? But yay, but...
But here we go again. College, pro. There's a big difference.
Huge difference. I give you Alonzo Ball. You know, college, pro. Well, dumb dad.
But if you talk to his dad, they can play anywhere.
No, that's youngest. He's got more talent than anybody.
Here.
You know? Okay, good luck to you. I mean, how's that Big Baller Brand shoes selling there, buddy boy?
Did they cancel it? They don't even sell them anymore. Like $300 shoes?
Only rare. We don't even tell people. That's how exclusive they are. Oh. You call us up, we don't tell nobody. You don't tell nobody, and here's the story. You give us all the money, we'll give you the shoes. You don't wear them. You hide them. That's how exclusive it is. But you know that you have a Big Baller Brand pair for $600 laying somewhere in your attic that people are going to be laughing about.
You put them on the shelf, and they'll just go up in price.
There you go.
You think Mrs. Ford has a pair?
Here!
Oh, God, no. No, she doesn't want to run away. She wants to stay still, you know. That's all she wants to hear.
She just wants to stay at Ford Field just waiting for the linebackers to show up.
That's right. That's all you hear, actual audio from deep inside Mrs. Ford. There you go. Thank you.
That's why Golden Tate left.
No, Golden Tate left.
I can't handle this anymore. I got to go.
No. You know why?
She spit.
She doesn't like wide receivers.
That's right. Oh. That's right. She doesn't like a wide out. She doesn't want anybody going for the lines. She wants to go somebody that goes straight up the middle.
Yeah, he went up there, and she's like, "Who are you?" "I'm Golden Tate. Do you play linebacker?" "No, I'm a wide receiver." "Get out."
"Sorry."
"You're out."
"Yep. My doggone it, you're black." "Oh, well." See, it's funny, though, that Mrs. Ford sounds just like Mr. Illich did before he died.
The same person?
Same voice. No, they just, old people have the same voice.
Yeah.
And so to overemphasize, here's an old person, they sound the same, and that's why Mrs. Ford sounds manly. You know? So there you go. But
and as she gets older, she's getting manlier.
I'm going to meet her tomorrow. Like, wait, you don't talk like that.
She wouldn't meet you, you're white.
Oh, she's going to pursue Clowney, though.
Oh, the circus is in town. Oh, you can ride on my calliope. Wee-hoo. Here, I'll give you a little bit of a whistle. Wee. I mean, he is a... I hate it when they call people a stud. He's a stud. You know, because it's kind of grim when you do that. Anyways, he is the real deal. He did prove himself to have a decent contract, and if they keep franchising him, because in the NFL you can do that twice, right?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, so by the time he comes out, he'll be, what, 28? You know, 29? So, eek. That's a little bit on the potential if it's anything like the, you know, like baseball. 29, they're not going to give you max contract, you know? So, good luck to you, Clowney. I can see why he's ticked. You know, what else does he have to prove?
They always have that one team that will pay that Mac money for him. And I honestly think it would be the Lions.
Sure. Oh, man. You know how many fannies you could put in the seats? I mean, besides Mrs. Ford.
Yeah, the three empty seats that are open, the rest of the jackasses that show up every week.
Yeah, but I mean, if you had... The reason why they love Sue in Detroit is because he was the next Alex Karras. You know, a guy that can come in, hit, destroy... Boy, that's just, we don't care if we win, as long as we have some bulldozer, you know. And if you had Clowney, Detroit's not going to win anything with Clowney. You know, first of all, dude, change your name, you know. Big badass like that. Your last name's Clowney. Oh, boy.
We're scared.
Yeah, really. I guess that's how, where you learned how to fight. It's like, oh, son of a bitch. Ooh, there you go. Ooh. Yeah. Hey, thank you. You know. But it's like, if he came in, Detroit would go crazy. Even a 30-year-old Clowney, you know, would light the Tiger or the Lions season ticket number up big time. Because if you had some kind of badass that would step on people's heads and stuff like that, wee! You know, all the cement heads that go watch the Lions game would be like so pleased.
Yep, for J.J. Watt, you get a big name like that come in?
J.J. Watt would be lost. In Houston, without Clowney, Clowney helps him out immensely.
That's what I'm saying. It's like 1A and 1B. You get rid of one of them, the other one won't. They'd be lost.
How much longer is Watt tied down to Houston?
Oh, he's got probably a
couple more years.
Yeah, he's got a lifetime contract down there.
Well, he's loved in Houston. I mean, he does a lot for the community and all that stuff, and that's great. Perfect. Clowney, I'm not sure, but boy, if you break up that salt and pepper shaker, ew, not a great idea, boys. On so many levels, I don't understand what is Texas holding back on, or what Houston is holding back on.
Not exactly like they have to sign Deshaun Watson. Honestly, just give Clowney his money. I don't even think J.J. Watt took a huge contract.
Yeah, comparably.
Yeah.
When he signed it, it was badass, you know, but now, well, it even wasn't then.
Yeah.
But he got the little incentive and all that stuff, so good for him. Clowney, give him 4 years. Good God, give him 3 years. You know, if he goes back to being a China doll, it's the NFL. You can go, and we're getting rid of your contract. Thanks. It's not guaranteed money. It's not baseball NHL money. You know, bye-bye. You give the guy the house. Get him on the line. Get him on the blower. We'll call him up. It's like, I don't understand. They don't have a general manager down in Houston. That's a huge problem. You know, because the general manager that wanted Clowney blew out. He said, screw you, to O'Brien. And it was like, all right. And so O'Brien, I guess, doesn't like the guy. The coach doesn't like the guy. So that's why they're futzing and putzing with him. And that's why they, you know, franchise him as a DE. You know, it's like, so instead of being slotted at $17 million, he's slotted at $15.6 million. You know, really ticked the guy off. You know, so, okay. Good luck to you, Houston. I mean, hope all your dreams come true, that you saved yourself a couple million and you just set your franchise back forever. You know? But talk about forever. Look at what the NBA teams have sported on their patches.
Good old NBA's got the little patches on their uniforms and making money.
I'll help you out.
Money.
There you go.
And now guess who? What other organization is going to do it?
You know, we got to find that and freeze it, because I can't do that. Every time I hear it, I go, okay, next time I'll do it just like that. And then I forget totally how they do that.
Yeah.
You know, do we got to go back to the Howie Meeker tapes?
Yeah, back in the 70s and 80s.
Who was the one that had the really, you know, the guy with a real nasally delivery?
Was it?
It wasn't Howie Meeker.
Was it Dave Hodge?
No, Dave Hodge, you can understand.
Okay, I'm trying to remember back then.
All right, so go. Hockey Night in Canada, 1978. Go. Oh, I thought I had tick, tick, tick.
Oh, I can picture his name.
Yeah, him.
Not Ward Cannell. No. It was the other guy.
Yeah,
the
him.
The skinny guy with the...
Yeah, him. Come on, Hockey Night in Canada, this is you. I can't give you any more easier softball. Here, give me one.
Oh.
You'll do this the rest of your life.
Oh, the 70s, such a beautiful time. My time in Detroit.
And they love their time in me.
I can't remember his name. I can picture him.
Yeah, the guy with the really nasally, songwriter, you know, one of him.
Yep.
Jeez, do we got to get the intern on this?
Yeah.
That's where we miss Kenny, man. God, I can't believe that.
I'll have to get on it myself.
Yeek. Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah.
There's only four guys in the booth.
Damn it.
Do we have to go to the phone of truth?
Yeah.
Egad.
But anyway, we'll get that
No,
answer.
We'll go live here.
But we'll
who was the broadcast team for Hockey Night in Canada in 1978?
Here's what I found.
Well, then tell us, you dumb shit. Hockey Night, current former? Should we go to former? Let's see. Dean Brown? No. Bob Cole? No. Ken Daniels?
Hell no.
Danny Glavin? No. Here we go. You'll kick yourself for this one. What does Mrs. Ford like?
Linebackers.
No. 1984, 1989, Dick Irwin Jr. or Foster Hewitt. There you go. See? Not Dan Kelly, because he jumped to CBS.
Yep.
I was on CBS and jumped over there.
Foster Hewitt, Bill Hewitt, his son.
Dick Irving Jr., that's right.
Dick Irving Jr.
Yeah. Well, that's white.
Danny Gavilan.
There you go, Gavilan. Okay, now, call the years. How long was Danny Gavilan on there?
Oh, probably from the 50s. From the 50s to, gotta be in the 80s.
I need years.
How many years total?
Total year. What year did he start?
Probably before I was born.
Don't be fishing.
I don't know. 55.
52.
Okay.
All right, when did he jump ship? '83? 84.
Okay.
Not bad, though. But Foster Hewitt and Dick Irving Jr., yes, sir. That's the voice of hockey beyond any shadow of imagination.
Yeah, especially the Danny Gavilan and Dick Irvin with the cannonading drive and all that good stuff.
The who?
When Guy Lafleur used to come down the right wing and take a slap shot and he missed the net. That was a cannonading drive. Cannonading shot or whatever the hell he said.
I believe you.
Yep.
See? But they're the only people that say organization. Really, really cool.
Organization.
Yeah. They overemphasize a wrong syllable.
Yeah.
Organize. Yeah, it's an organ. It's like they add an extra syllable in there.
Right.
God, we got to figure that out how they do that. We'll get that later. All right. So anyways, who's putting patches on their uniforms now?
The Major League Baseball will be putting patches on their jerseys is going to be temporarily in the year 2022 because they want to make money.
All right, so what are you going to get on Detroit?
I don't know.
Trojan. There.
A patch with a piece of shit on it? I don't know.
Preparation H.
But
bunch of assholes.
But
have rubber. Have a leaky rubber. There we go. There's a rubber that just exploded. Hey, I'm coming over.
Because of the NBA just having the patches on the players' jerseys generate approximately $7.2 million.
That's it?
A year. And that's for like 81 games. So Major League Baseball says, well, gee, if we put patches on and we have 162 games, we could triple that.
What? Yeah, but how many people are going to put a patch on the Detroit team? It's like, here's the biggest losers in town. You want to sponsor us? Okay. You know, I'd put Detroit Lion patches on it.
They're going to approach Meyer, and Meyer's just going to lock the door.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because they do have that TV tie-in. And they're probably going, you're fired, whoever the guy that said we should have a tie-in with Detroit.
Goodbye.
You're gone, man.
What else, Little Caesars?
Ooh, that's a natural tie-in, but they wouldn't make any money.
Yeah.
You know? But that would be a Little Caesars move, though, wouldn't it?
Well, a little patch of...
I know where you're going. I'm ready.
Caesar Supreme!
There you go. Dribbling down their chest.
That's
there
right.
There you are.
That would be a good pass for the Tigers.
Tasty. That's right. Every time you see some fecal matter and a pizza flying down someone's chest.
There you go.
You know, it's time for pizza pizza time.
This is the kind of team we put out here in Detroit.
And you're paying
Caesar
for it.
Caesar Supreme.
Yeah. God, did you see the thing about the people in the season tickets? Did I tell you about this? I forgot. It was front page on the Free Press. That the people who are stupid enough to buy season tickets, and they have, like, the patty people. Oh, well, I can't give up these tickets. When will I ever get them back?
Really?
2027, when nobody still is out there, and you're still paying $4,000. Because they're saying they'll do one-month packages because millennials won't do the whole 81, 82 package. But they were saying that they were interviewing this one season ticket guy who was cheesed because, remember last weekend where they had the 1776 ticket, you know, you paid $17.76 for the ticket, and that was it. They sold them right next to the guy who had the season ticket and paid $71 for that ticket. And they didn't give them any kind of compensation or anything. So, I mean, I'll give you a ha-ha on that one, but all I have is a woo for you. No. Ha-ha! There. I mean, if you're that stupid, every time you buy a season ticket, you know, especially with Detroit, because now they're like 24th in attendance. You know, they're way down there.
They were talking about that on the news that in the past 10 years, the Detroit Tiger attendance has gone down 43%. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Maybe because you guys suck.
Oh, hey, did you also see that MLB players were saying, we strike next summer. We know that we have yet one more year to go. We're going to try to open up now. But Tony Clark and everybody, they're going, here's the story. Why are people still on the bench in May who are superstars? And if the teams don't want to pay these guys, clearly they're not wanting to put the best product out there for the fans, you know, so we're going to strike. And that is like the most damn stupid logic I've ever heard in my lifetime. Go ahead, strike, MLB. See how well this goes, and you're striking over that you can't make $133 million, you know, because everybody has seen how, you know, the Cabrera contracts, the Zimmerman contract, you know, that you pay these guys $134 million over 10 years, and they're an albatross on you for eight of those 10. You know, there's not going to be any sympathetic fans in America that's going to go, well, I guess it's a good idea. You know, they should strike as long as they want so they can make the $133 million and we can give the owners $600 million so they can build their own stadium.
Well,
good luck.
Let's strike now. So since the attendance is down 43% in Detroit.
Ooh, wait.
Now the attendance will be down 75% because nobody will go when the strike when everybody comes back.
Yeah, but you can't strike now. Why? Because they're this close on getting the number one overall. Unless they freeze everything right now, then strike your ass off. Because baseball is irrelevant in Detroit for the first time, and we don't know how long. You know, ever. Since 2002. You know, I mean, remember Detroit fans? You know, American League... worst team ever in the record books, your Detroit Tigers.
How many losses was that? 100 and what?
114?
No.
119?
Yes.
There you be. You know, it wasn't the all-time, but it was only because you had some kind of stupid surge in the last game. You know, Atlanta could have kicked your ass, and I don't know how they didn't. You know? But... how many cities is baseball relevant in right now?
Gee, maybe all the teams that have their own TV markets, maybe? And the rest of them are irrelevant?
Well, go East Coast. Not Washington.
No. Nope.
Nobody in Pennsylvania.
Nope.
Nobody in Maryland. New York, one team.
Yeah, not the Mets.
Boston...
Maybe.
Not Toronto. Not Toronto, for sure. No. You know?
Are there Marlins?
Yeah. No.
No.
So you have Tampa Bay, you have New York. In theory, pick a Chicago team.
L.A.
Not San Francisco, not Oakland. I'm trying to go all the way down the coastline there.
Seattle? No.
Nobody in Texas.
Nobody in Seattle. Nobody in Colorado.
Nobody in
Seattle. Nobody in Arizona. Nobody in Kansas City. Nobody in Milwaukee.
St. Louis. But St. Louis is always a traditional. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati got maybe this year a little bit because they're playing relatively well now.
But. Yeah, because nobody expected them. Everybody thought they were going to be crap.
Right.
You know.
The Chiefs of the MLB.
Yeah, true. Snuck up on a lot of people. But really, so far, I'm hearing L.A., New York, Boston maybe, Chicago maybe.
Oh, yeah. You forgot Philly.
Yeah.
They relevant?
Not really. They're relevant for giving Harper that contract, but that's about it.
Well, they're gonna eat that contract pretty soon.
Yeah, real fast.
Oh, he gets injured in the game, just sits at home?
He's only batting .230. For and a guy making how many million dollars?
300 million, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, 36 million
a
year.
See, and this is what brings everybody back to, if you're going to use the fact that the guy that starts with a K that was pitching for Cleveland.
Kluber?
That he didn't start till May. Nobody signed him, you know, because he wanted Boris money. And just like our fine friend in Philadelphia, you know, if you, you know, mortgaged your decade... I mean, look at the Tigers, guys. All I have to do is take a look at the Zimmerman-Cabrera contracts that held this team back and will hold this team back for at least another 4 to 5 years. This is where Kenny comes in.
Right.
You know, why would you give one player, even Trout, why would you give Trout that kind of money when you're giving them a 10-year contract at 27? What do you think he's going to be at 35? You know? Maybe.
You think he's going to steal 30 bases at 35 years old?
You think he's going to be your DH? You know, maybe. You don't think he's going to get hurt? Maybe.
He's already been hurt.
Yeah, and that's unusual for him.
Yeah.
You know, so why would you give these people a Cabrera contract, and maybe that's what they should call it after him, where it's the first couple of years, it's really cool, but it's super albatross. Yeah, big time. You're diminishing returns, and yet your pay still goes up. And I think the worst of them all probably is Zimmerman. You know, I can't think of another player on another baseball team that's taken so much money and delivered nothing. The man is 0 for season.
$132 million for 4 years.
So and he is.
Whatever that comes out to be.
Last time he won was last year. Last year. Deep last year. You know? Not even close.
And he's only pitched 2 games that if the Tigers would have won, he would have got a quality start.
Yeah, and we're not even sure that he's close to that. You know?
The last game, he gave up 4 runs in the first inning. So, I mean, it's like, really?
Completely downhill.
Like I said, throw the ball, pivot. Throw the ball, pivot. Throw the ball. Oh, shit, another one went
Maybe
out.
Maybe they should just have, like, a lazy Susan on the mound.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, spins himself backward.
Yeah, it's like, throw the ball. Oh, hi, guys. How you doing?
If you're MLB right now, and you're only relevant in five, we'll be generous and say 5 out of 30 teams?
30 teams.
You know, oh, Houston.
Oh, yeah, Astros.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good old Minute Maid Park.
Astros, New York, L.A., Chicago, St. Louis. Fair?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, and Philly.
One-sixth of the league.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And that's being generous.
I was just going to say, that's generous.
So if you struck, you know, 25 cities don't give a damn. You know, I mean, you got seven teams right now that are on pace to lose 100. You know, you got people out already. Four. You got 7 teams that are out of contention right now. Mathematically, probably still in it. But when you're 17 and a half out after the All-Star break, yeah, you're done.
You got 4 teams that you got 3 teams already with 60 losses.
You know, and as somebody from Maryland, how many people go to Oriole games?
Oh, not a lot right now. My mom has a friend, and you get those tickets very cheap at this point.
Cheap?
Yeah, cheap.
Damn, would they give them away?
Basically, yeah. They're having, like, little deals, giving them to, like, you know, kids that have perfect attendance in the district. Honestly, that would be the worst kind of prize to get. Really?
Kids gonna shoot an AK the best?
I went to school every day. And guess what? I got to go to a Baltimore.
Yeah, game. Really. I got to see a loser. And, thanks.
And they lost 19-2.
Have yes. More fun at a funeral home than an Orioles game. Oh, let me get some of that $8 beer over here.
See, that's the whole point. And matter of fact, they said the same thing too about Comerica Park, where if you get a pizza, it's like $11. If you get it at Comerica, it's $16. Why is it $6 more at a place that makes the pizza?
It's even more than that.
Yeah, oh, go to Little Ripoff Arena, and it's even more than
that. Yeah, it's $30 there.
Right. So you kind of go, I dare you guys, go Tony Clark, go for it. The only reason why you're going to strike is because you think you're getting ripped off. You think there's collusion. You know, there was collusion the other way. When everybody was signing the Prince Fielder contracts, you know, and all the folks had to have at least one guy on your team making $110 million, you know. And then they found out that was pretty much folly. Okay, now they figured it out. So, go ahead, walk off the job. Hurry the hell up. You know, don't get anybody else hurt. You know, even if you brought in scab players in Detroit, nobody would notice.
They'd still lose.
They would still lose, and you would still get the number one, and you wouldn't have to have Jacoby Jones.
Just bring up Toledo.
Yeah.
You got Toledo now.
What's the
now?
Matter? Yeah.
You got Toledo now.
That's elephant shit. There yeah. you go. Absolutely true. I mean, I'm thinking Philadelphia. I don't trust the manager. I think it was like, I think he stumbled into it.
Hi, Gabe.
Yeah. How's it hanging there?
Hey, that's my line.
Okay.
I got to give you credit, Gabe. At least you haven't called for a pitcher. And there's actually a pitcher out there this time.
Maybe that's who they should get for the Tigers. Mrs. Ford. She'll probably go chasing down the balls in the field.
Nope, they're white. She doesn't chase any white balls anywhere.
That's me. No. The ball's brown in my sport.
That's true, Mrs. Ford. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to throw a spiral into this. No.
Well, anyways, that's it. All right, so as we normally do, Daniel, in this particular time of us, we talk about what did we not talk about in one whole minute go.
Talk about the odds for the Stanley Cup Finals next season.
Wait a minute, I got something to close.
Uh-oh. He's going to get the boo button ready.
I'm set. I'm ready. You say the T word and it's going down.
Tampa Bay is...
close.
Then it's Boston.
Yes.
Then it's Vegas.
Wait, it's Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they're the
favorites. Ooh, that's a throwdown to our good friend Mr. Eisenman.
You know, it's Boston and Vegas and one other team that are tied.
Vegas is up there?
Yeah, they're tied with three teams for winning the Stanley Cup. And finally, you know, Toronto. And Colorado.
Wait a minute, where's Toronto? I give a preamp on that one. Where's Toronto at?
Boston, Vegas, and Toronto have the same odds of winning the Stanley next year.
Tied for second.
Wait a minute. You know, at first I was appalled, and then I thought, wait, who typed up the script today?
I cut and pasted that.
Yeah, I know. Look at what you did. It's like, it says 28th. Oh, wait a minute. I just cut it up to the top.
I don't see any Red Wing up there, though.
Cuz?
I know. Judge Judy's going to win them all their freaking games again.
They're still under that secret Stanley Cup winning program, you know, where they actually do win all their games, but they have to show people that they're losing.
Yeah, they might not need as many seat covers this year.
Why?
Because Eiserman's the general manager.
Yeah, that's true, too. I was going to say, unless they unbolt the seats and take them out.
Yeah, they might not need as many this year.
You can buy them from your palace seat set now you can buy.
That's going to be another...
Yeehaw! Pretty soon they're going to be charging you for the amount of steps it takes you to get out of the parking lot. There's 50 on top of every step, $10.
Or try to get up the stairs. You know?
Yeah, it's going to be... I don't know.
Bud. All right, so what did we not talk about one whole minute there, bud?
Well, we didn't talk about Ezekiel Elliott's contract.
Yes.
For Dallas. He's getting a little ticked off with Dallas about...
Because?
Because he's not getting his...
not getting his respect?
Respect.
Not getting his touches?
Well, no, he's getting his touches. He just...
Yeah, me too.
Well, Mrs. Ford.
I'll touch you all day.
But yeah, he's getting a little ticked off that he's not getting his contract taken care of because he thinks that... it should be.
What's he got, an extension coming?
Yeah, he wants an extension because he thinks that he's the man over in Dallas, but there's a quarterback named Dak Prescott, and they got Cooper, and they got, you know, they got a couple other guys that got assigned too, so, I mean, he's not the only fish in the pond over there, but...
He's like the big, well, out of all of them, Zeke would be the one I would personally pay, not Dak or Cooper. Cooper thinks he's Jerry Rice.
Well, but I'm just saying, and you know, I mean, he's got options. He can, you know, sit out, but if he does sit out, then he loses his free agency.
He'd be a perfect fit for Detroit.
There you go.
I know where it's hit.
That'll be another weapon for Matthew Stafford.
That's right, because the more weapons, we've never given him enough weapons.
That's right, you know. Yeah, you know, we got to make sure you have that running back and those 18 wide receivers.
Yeah, at all given time. And, offensive line where they average 400 pounds each.
Well, of course, you know, and then
can't move. You just average.
Even though by the time halftime they're losing by 40 points, so then now he can pad his stats.
Yeah, Stafford.
But you know, we will
come to 2020 offseason.
He must be Zeke. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to have Elliott. You know, for the Thanksgiving Day game, he could put. You know, he could jump into the Make a Wish Bowl or whatever. What is it? Yeah, what is it?
I know what it
is. Oh, it's the Salvation Army.
Salvation Army bin. You know.
Yeah, but not here, though. He'd have to jump into the Caesar Supreme.
The Caesar Supreme? Yeah.
There you go.
See, the Lions need somebody that, you know, needs to get a fined or something. You know, ever since Sue left, nobody gets, gets fined.
Because they're a bunch of nice guys.
Yeah. Nice losers.
There you go. But, hey, they're getting paid, and what are we doing?
We're talking about him.
That's right. But we don't get any of that Mrs. Ford.
Mrs. Ford needs to pay us for talking so nice about him.
No, really. We're kind of building up her brand.
We don't want you, Mrs. Ford. We just want your money.
You know what I like.
Send us a few bucks here, Mrs. Ford. Okay. Come on now.
I'll get rid of the green. You give me the brown. And talking about getting rid of it, we were at XL today, and so we're so glad that you're with us all this time being live here in Studio B. So if you want to touch base with us again, all you have to do is go to Podbean, Podbean, and pop down CKIW, and then you can go download this fine show that we listened to today. Take us with you to the beach, to the linebackers club.
To the nearest Little Caesars to get your Caesar Supreme.
There you go. Mmm, tasty.
Doesn't that sound just...
That's fresh. Yeah. Homemade. You know, this ain't like that Gordon Food stuff.
No.
No, this is directly from your nasal cavity to you. Mmm, delicious. Hey, did you have too much shrimp last night?
I think you should get two of them.
Yeah, it's Supreme Supreme.
That's right.
There you go. Here, I'll give it to you. That lightens up any party, doesn't it?
That's right.
And talking about lighting it up, we got a light out here. So for our East Coast... Ow. Well, look at what, it's 8:13 already. Jesus, God.
That Supreme coming to you.
There we go. I'm getting myself a juicy Supreme. Extra vomit, please. I like it how it splashes there and makes it all nice brown and crusty.
Yeah, we just called and ordered ours.
Right, all the way. I'm here. Well, you know, that's not me because I don't spit. So for Daniel and for Mark, myself, we will see you again next week with Kenny on the Detroit Sports Authorities. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.